Dan, Denver, Boulder, Mix 100,
Mix 100,
90s, 80s, and now.
Mix 100, 90s, 80s, now. A little Valentine's action at Mix100.com. Get out of jail free cards is what they are from Mix 100.
Well, her face is a map of the world, is a mile ahead, means so much to me.
Mix 100, 90s, 80s, now. It's a summer of 69. Really?
I got my first real
Mix 100, 90s, 80s, now. The summer of 69. 9 years old and ready to rock, I was.
It's me too.
4:06. And coming up here in just a few minutes, not the way you want to go if you're going to go. And I'm talking about the big go. I'll tell you about that coming up here in just a few minutes. It's a weird week in news, I swear.
Yes, it is.
Stand by for that.
Traffic building east and west. I'm Colleen Sharp on Mix 100.
Mix 100.
Mix 100, 90s, 80s, and now, and sixpence none the richer. It's Kiss Me. Hello there. It's GIF. It's 4:14 at Mix 100. And there's been a lot of very bizarre stories. We've had the astronaut story. We've got the tanning story, which, by the way, passed out of committee today. So they will be debating whether your kids can get a tan or not without doctor's permission coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Hard to believe, but it's very, very true. And also, this kind of crazy story out of Sacramento. A woman was arrested yesterday for trying to kill her ex-husband with wasps.
What?
She was arrested for trying to kill her husband with wasps.
Hmm.
Is that crazy?
Well, I am very allergic to bees, so one would do the trick pretty much for
me. Well, it turns out it wasn't the stingers that he was allergic to. It was the cheap Chardonnay they were carrying.
That's bad.
Traffic is brought to you by Frontier Airlines. It's 4:15.
Well, we have heavy traffic. I'm Colleen Sharp on Mix 100.
Traffic also a service of Flip.
Mix 100. Roses are expensive and cliche. Chocolate comes with calories and carbs. But there is something different and even better that Mix can give you for Valentine's Day. On Mix 100, Gwen Stefani's Sweetheart Weekend. Listen to win a Mix 100 Sweetheart Prize Pack, including tickets to see Gwen Stefani live at the Pepsi Center on May 2nd. Plus, a $100 gift certificate from Macy's. In addition, you'll qualify for the Mix Grand Prize, an upgrade to front row tickets, dinner for two at Pepsi Center's Blue Sky Grill, limousine to and from the show, courtesy of Executive Limo Service, and a Clinique gift set for men and women. Just log on to Mix100.com for complete details. Mix 100's Gwen Stefani Sweetheart Weekend. Way better than a Hallmark card. From Mix 100.
What's the word on the street, Frederick?
Keyword, college.
Mix 100 is everywhere.
It's Meals and Steals Time's morning show on
Mix 100.
Mix 100. Listen online at Mix100.com.
With you.
Mix 100, 90s, 80s, now. And you hear this song and you think all the cheating that's been going on. We got a San Francisco mayor, we got an astronaut's wife. Dark Side of the Loon. Pauline is absolutely right. It's Carrie Underwood.
Right now,
Mix 100, 90s, 80s, now. The latest from Carrie Underwood before he cheats there. Oh, and I don't think she missed a thing ever. Mix 100, 90s, 80s, now. It's Aerosmith, and I don't want to miss a thing. If you blinked and missed it, and you were the intended target of a proposal on television, would that stink? I don't know if you heard this rumor or not, but a guy was supposed to propose during the Super Bowl to his girlfriend.
Oh, really?
He was trying to conjure up $2.5 million to buy the spot. He had the money. It fell through at the last minute, so he didn't get to. Everybody at my Super Bowl party was all talking about it. I haven't seen the commercial where this guy's going to propose to his girlfriend. I'm like, oh, that's ridiculous. How pompous would you be to spend that kind of money to propose to your girlfriend at the Super Bowl. I mean, to me, it's a
huge waste of money.
Yeah. If I was on the receiving end of that, I'd be going, what? Yeah, that was all about you. That was
exactly.
your ego
yeah.
and not about romance or anything. Well, he did propose on television.
How?
On the CW. He did it yesterday.
Oh.
He finally got through because he couldn't do it during the Super Bowl, so he proposed, and she said yes. They've been together for 5 years, so no giant surprise. And a little late to the party, if you ask me, but that's just my stupid opinion.